This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves under thy mighty hand. We come to you tonight just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, precious Father, I ask you to hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint your lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we bind up all technical difficulties. Anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward here tonight. In the name of Jesus, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow coming to you tonight, today, and tonight, in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open it up to the book of Galatians, the second chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 20, and also in 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10. And the word of God reads in Galatians 2 and 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now we'll go on to 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10. And the word reads, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. In Ephesians 2 and 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God had before ordained, prepared that we walk in them. This week's next few minutes, I want you to pray for me and with me as I bring forth the word of God today. Today we're going to be talking about set apart for God's purpose. Set apart. Yes, brothers and sisters, all those in radio land, all those that are listening in today, as believers of Christ, we've been set apart for God's purpose, for the master's use. Yes, we are. We are the potter. He is the clay. Let him shape us. He's molding us and shaping us into the vessels that he wants us to be. Let him stretch you. Let him break you. Hallelujah. Let him make you. Let him mold you into the vessel set apart for the master's use, that you may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, this teaching is really geared towards those that have given their life to Christ, those that are saved, those that have been set apart, those that have their mind made up and their heart is fixed, that the world is behind them and the cross is before them. To be set apart means that God has his hand on you for a specific purpose, a specific reason. God will use other people to get you on the right track, in addition to dreams, visions, and that still small voice of his. Yes, God desires to use you, but the question is, are you willing to be used? In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Here in the word of God in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God gave Jeremiah a word of encouragement. And he's speaking to us as well in 2019. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Yes, God desires to bless us. He desired to see us through. He desired to bless us that we may become a blessing to someone else. But the question is, do you know why you were set apart for God's use? Set apart for God's purpose and use. Believers in Christ, we are marked by God to minister in the day-to-day living while we're here on earth. Because God has set us apart, we are already walking in our destiny. If we are doing what God has called us to do, if we are walking in our purpose, then God is pleased. Hallelujah. In the Word of God, it says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 and 18, "Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." He hath commanded us to come out. He hath called us out of the world into the marvelous light. He said, come out from among them. Come out from among the world. Come out from the place where you was once in bondage, where you was once tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in the things of the world. And be ye separate. In other words, there's a choice that we must make. It's a choice that as a born-again believer that we have already made, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things. Hallelujah. And I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. That is a promise that God has given us. The Bible says he will never leave us nor forsake us. God is with us. Once we give our life to Christ, we accept that we ask him to forgive us for our sins, and we become heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God, which the promises of God in him is yea and in him is amen. So God wants to bless you. Set apart for God's purpose. God has chosen you. Remember what I said in 1 Peter, hallelujah, 1 Peter 2, verse 9. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, God is the one that called. God is the one that have called you to himself. God is the one that wants to keep you on the straight and narrow. God is the one that desires that you will walk in obedience to what he has called you to. Yes, God has chosen you to do a work for him, and you need to be set apart because God has ordained, hallelujah, and he has anointed you and equipped you to be used for the advancement of his kingdom. You see, we haven't just been called to sit on our most holy endowed. No, we have been called to go to work, to go to any work in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To go forth and let others know that God is desire that we all come to him. Hallelujah. Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way. So believers of Christ, we are consecrated and set apart to God. Consecrated means, hallelujah, to become sacred, to be holy. God desired that we be a holy people, that we live a holy life. Hallelujah. That we be an example to the world of the goodness of God in our lives. And the word of God is said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, he is the one that set the example for us to follow after. And we, as followers of his, must do what he did while he was here. He is our example. He is the one that made a way out of it. Hallelujah. He became the trailblazer of what Christianity is all about. So in order for us as born-again believers, as children of God, to focus on Jesus and not get distracted by the world and the ways of the world around us, it is important to understand who we are in Christ. Yes, Providence Tebow, we know who we are in Christ. Amen. Providence Tebow and all the saints, we thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17, the word of God reminds us and gives assurance that says, therefore, if any man or any woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new on a spiritual level. So we have experienced our spiritual birth, being born again spiritually in the things of God. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Proud to see, boy, I am happy tonight. I am confident tonight. Because the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hair on our head. Wake up. This is a wake-up call for the saints of God, for the believers of Christ. Amen. That we are a new creature in Christ. That's something to be excited about. Amen. Hallelujah. If y'all won't get excited out there, I'm going to get excited myself. Amen. Because, hallelujah, I once was a man not fit to live, and indeed I wasn't ready to die. Black man, hallelujah, intervened in my life, turned me around, put my foot on solid ground. Now I know who I am in Christ. Yes, I've been bought with a price. Amen. By the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Lord have mercy. That's something to be excited about. Amen. People get excited at a football game. And a pigskin being thrown through there. Hallelujah. But when you know that you know that you know, hallelujah, that you are born again, that you're on your way to heaven, All I got to do is like the rest of us. We just have to stay in tune. We just have to stay focused on Jesus, walking obedient to what he has told us here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So set apart for the master's use. For the master's use, amen. For God's purpose. For God's purpose. It's a blessing tonight. So people of God, believers in Christ, we are to be consecrated and set apart for a higher purpose. Consecration means to declare or make something holy. It is associated with the idea of being sacred. God has consecrated us and set us apart for a higher purpose when we accept it and trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, he is the lily of the valley. He is our bright morning star. He is our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. See, in the Word of God, it says in the book of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our body as a living sacrifice, holy, excuse me, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what the perfect will of God is. Yes, we've been set apart. Yes, our mind has to be renewed. Hallelujah. That we don't think the same way we used to think, but we think in accordance to as we put on the mind of Christ daily. Hallelujah. So that our mind can be transformed. Because everything that happens in the mind, it will determine whether you do right or wrong. Hallelujah. So we get good thoughts, we can do good things. But if we concentrate on bad thoughts, we'll do bad things. So God is good and worthy to be praised. So God has consecrated us and set us apart for a higher purpose. So when we accept and trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives, we all are on the right track. Amen? Excuse me. Renewing our minds is of the utmost importance. We must know and understand who we are in Christ and why he is in us so that we can walk in the purpose to which we have been called. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening in, sometimes the reason why we are not overcomers in our walk with God because we don't really know who we are. But when you know who you are in Christ, that you are what the Word said, that I am the Alpha with I, that I am the head and not the tail, that I am on top and not beneath. My mindset has been changed. My mind has been transformed by the renewing, hallelujah, and transformation. We shouldn't be conforming ourselves to the world. We should be conforming ourselves to the things of God. The Bible says every high thought that it try to exalt itself above the name of Jesus. We got to bring it in subjection to our mindset.
We have to bring our thoughts into subjection to the Spirit of God. We have to manifest, exemplify. We have to exercise self-control, which, you know, is a fruit of the Spirit. So there are things that we have to do once we say or accept Christ as our Savior. First of all, you have to allow him to be in control of your entire life, every choice, every decision, everything that you do. Not just the hard things for you, but everything. from as insignificant as what should I wear to work today? What should I put on today? Our very thoughts and prayers in the morning should be, Lord, prepare me for what you have me assigned for me to do today. Allow me to hear your voice when it comes to that direction and direct my footsteps. And while he's directing and you're listening, then you have to be obedient to what he said. So when we take those thoughts into captivity, again, we have to be able to exercise self-control and allow the Holy Ghost to direct us. So when those thoughts come into your mind that don't need to come into your mind, self-control will say, uh-uh, devil, not today. Get out. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Well, first of all, you got to resist him. You got to know when it's him that you're warring with, and it's not your coworker, not your brother or your sister. It's that spirit, that demonic spirit that your flesh, that you're warring with. So once you identify that who you're warring with, then you can resist him. And once you resist him, he will flee. And he will flee even quicker when you use the word against him. Because he knows the word just as well as you know the word. So that's why we have to gird ourselves up with the truth. And the truth is the word of God. So see, brothers and sisters, it's not just a matter of saying I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm a child of the King. We have to walk in it, because when we accept Christ and we start declaring to the world that we are born again, that we are new creatures, that we are sons and daughters of the King, you make yourself a target right then and there for the devil, because you said out of your mouth that you were a child of the King, that you are a born again believer. So that to him says, okay, hey, they are the girded, so they say. They say they got God in them. They got the Spirit living with them. They read their word. They study. Let's see. Let me see how much he got on him, how much word he got in him. Let me see how strong he is in the word, how strong his faith is, how strong her belief in what her word says. If she believes it, if he believes it, then we act on it. And when we act on it, when we face something that we recognize is not of God, then our actions will tell you, yourself, and anybody else that you're going against what you really believe. How you react to the situation will tell anyone what you really believe. So if your faith in God doesn't line up with your walk, man, oh man, you are in trouble. You are in trouble with those forces that are coming against you. And as soon as your life does not add up, believe you me, the world will let you know what you said you were this and you were that. And here you are reacting and acting the same way I act. And I haven't said that. So being able to walk and use the fruit of the Spirit in love, peace, joy, happiness, gentleness, meekness, kindness, self-control. When you have the fruit of the Spirit, then you can walk in peace and you can really have armed yourself for battle. Armed yourself for battle. And like Apostle said a few minutes ago, it starts in your mind. You have to have a renewing of your mind. That's where your thought processes happen. So if your thought process changes, then your actions will change. As long as you still think like the old man, you still do things, same things the same way, the results don't change. It's just a different story for a different time, and you get the same result. So you have to have a mindset renewal. You have to have a mind transformation in order for the body to follow. If your mind is telling you one thing and that's what your head is saying, whatever your head says, the body will follow. So just know that. So your mind can't be saying one thing and the body doing something else. That will not work. That's not how it was made. So it will not work. Whatever your mind is telling you, that's what your body will do. So if your mind says sit down, you can't keep walking, I guarantee you. Your mind has to say keep moving in order for you to keep moving. If your mind says sit down, you will sit down. If your mind says my ankle hurts, my ankle hurts. If your mind says my head hurts, my head hurts. So just imagine what we could accomplish if we all walked in the right mindset, if we allow God to do the mind changing that he needs to do. Because he has to do it. You can't do it, because if you could do it, there would be no need for him. So once you submit your control to his will for your life, the mindset process change starts. The change process starts. And the more you relinquish your control to him, the more manifestations of his blessings you will see. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank Prophetess Thibault for sharing with us tonight. Amen. And it's all in line with what we are talking about. Amen. Set apart for God's purpose. Hallelujah. There's a couple of things that she really put emphasis on in this about it all starts in the mind. Have you ever heard, you hear this saying, when people say the mind is the devil's workshop? Hallelujah. So, you know, you can usually when you're thinking negatively, it is so negative, will the negative energy will be drawn to you, and you'll feel drained. You feel like the whole world is against you. But when you start believing positive thoughts, hallelujah, which is found by reading the Word of God. Because the Word of God is what changes your mind. The Word of God is what brings you a different mindset. It says, every good and perfect gift come from above. Amen. So we know that God, God is in the addition and subtraction process, where the devil is in subtraction and division. Hallelujah. So amen. So we want to be in a mindset to where we are gaining more knowledge, where we are gaining more of the things of God, and putting down some negative thoughts to the side. Amen. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Prophetess Thibault. Set apart for God's purpose. We are to look attentively at Jesus, considering his role as our high priest in everything, because Jesus proved his faithfulness by sharing in our humanity and breaking the power of death that held us captive. Yes, Jesus did it all. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He took upon himself the sins of the world, became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah. That is in itself loaded with promises for us. So we are, thank God, that we made the decision to have a made up mind. Our mind is set. Our mindset that we made the choice that the world we have is frozen. Yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. So again, tonight we are talking about set apart for God's purpose, for God's use, for the master's use. So people of God, we have been given the power to escape the lures or the snares of this world. And it comes by knowing God and walking in his truth. This is why we have been set apart and consecrated, so that we may live the holy life to which we have been chosen and called. God has a plan for each one of us, but it is up to us to walk in it, to walk it out in our lives. Sure, it won't always be easy, but he never promises a bed of roses. But he did promise us this. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. even when we are not faithful, God is faithful. He's faithful to himself and he's faithful to his word. So we, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fifth of the ram. So we gotta hearken, we gotta obey what the word of God says. Even though sometimes it may go against the grain, even though it may rub us the wrong way, our lives have to line up with God's will for us. Then we can live a life that is pleasing for him, as well as mankind looking. If you think people is not looking, do something that you're not supposed to be doing. Or be in a place where you're not supposed to be. Hallelujah. People have a tendency, and the enemy has a tendency of having his spies in places where we think that they are not. But you see, God knows, and just like God has his ministers, the devil has to have his. Like God has his people that is trying to live a righteous life, the enemy has his also. So knowing this gives us purpose and incredible value of knowing that God has a plan for our lives. And it's up to us to hearken to it. It's up to us to walk in obedience to what he asks us to do. So God is entrusting us with a mission, with his mission. We were set apart and sanctified for this very purpose. This is why it is so important to trust in and focus on Jesus, because the plan is not something we can do on our own. Yes, we need the Lord. I don't know about y'all, amen, but I need him early in the morning, in noontime, at midnight. I need him 24/7. You know, we should always have a mindset and a prayer life. Not always praying audibly, but having our mind on prayer, because prayer helps and keep us in a mindset that where we can keep our mind on the Lord. Remember what Prophetess Tebow said earlier, and it's true. Our mind is where things happen. Our mind is the control center for our lives. So a holy person, a person that want to live a holy life, is not an odd person. No, but a different person that has a quality about their lives that is unique. Their present lifestyle is not only changed from past lifestyle, but it is set apart from the lifestyle of the unbelievers around them. Yes, we all once were in the world, but we're not of it now. So we thank God that we are pilgrims, that we are passing through. Hallelujah. We're in this world, but we're not of it. So a holy person that takes Jesus Christ seriously, as a believer in Christ, we have been called to live a unique life, a different lifestyle. Our audio has to line up with our video. Here again, Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:15-16, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conduct, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening and those that will be listening later, we have been commanded to live, again, a holy life. You see, holiness is not an option. It is mandatory. Set apart for God's purpose is to be different, beginning with the proper preparation of our mind. Remember, what consumes your mind controls your life. I'm going to say that again. Remember this, if nothing else. What consumes your mind controls your life. So people of God, we are to take the effort and hard work to prepare our mind for the life of holiness. Our mind must be holy if our behavior is to be holy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Somebody?
Amen.
Yes. In the book of Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Also in Romans 12, verse 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in tonight, again, we are talking about being set apart for God's purpose. We also, as believers in Christ, should live a different way. A natural outgrowth of our righteous thinking will result in righteous living. When we begin to think new thoughts, we begin to live a different lifestyle. God's love sets us apart.
Amen, Apostle. While you were talking and talking about being set apart, it brought to mind the scripture, 1 Peter 2 and 9, which says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Peculiar. Peculiar people. We are peculiar people. We're supposed to be different. So when you find yourself looking at yourself, talking about why am I different from them, why can't I fit in, why don't I think like they think, God knows what he's doing when he sets you apart, when he keeps you separate from the world, when he keeps you separate from cliques, when he keeps you separate from fitting in, even as a child in school, because he knew you before you were born, and he knew what he purposed for you to do in your life. And in order for you to carry out his will, it requires us to be separated. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Yes, we live in this world, and yes, we see what's going on around us, and yes, life is happening. But because we serve a God who sits high and looks low, and we serve a God who knows our thoughts even before we think them, who made us in the image of himself, who wants us to fellowship with him and exemplify his son's characteristics. Because, see, Christ is the only perfect creature that walked the earth, the only perfect person. He was man, he was God, yet man. The only person that's ever been on this earth that can be said of God and man. We're flesh. So with that being said, us being flesh already says we have a sinful nature. We have to understand that. We have a sinful nature automatically being born in this flesh. God knew what he was doing when he made you, when he made me. He also knew that in order for you to serve the purpose he had for you to serve, certain things had to happen with you and me, an apostle, and anybody else that says they walk with God and they're a child of God. So that keeps us looking peculiar. And it may not necessarily mean that you look physically different from anybody else, but there's something about you that's not like everybody else, that's not like the crowd you want to hang with or you think you want to hang with, or where you are in school maybe. They think you ought to be hanging with them. And here you are in church or in community service or studying or even just meditating on his word and just being by yourself. there's nothing wrong with you being by yourself. Because when you're alone, you can spend time with God. You can meditate on his word. He can feed into your soul. He can gird you up where you need to be girded. He can doctor on those wounds that we get because we are different, because we are peculiar. Because we are peculiar, the world is going to talk about us. They're going to reject us. They're going to give us feedback. They're going to, the bullying, that kind of thing that's going on now, bullying. That's because those children they're bullying are different. They're not into the fad of clothing or for whatever reason. I mean, fleshly, it may be their parents can't afford it, but there's a reason for everything. And if we would look at the reasoning behind stuff instead of mom and daddy can't afford it or they just don't buy that stuff, well, you may need to think of it this way. It's not needed for that person to feel whole because they know who they are in Christ. You have to know who you are in Christ in order to be peculiar, in order to be set apart, in order to be different. You have to understand who God is in you and that there's nothing wrong with you. You're absolutely A-okay, and God keeps you from certain elements and certain people because where you're going, they cannot go. Did you hear me? Where you're going, they cannot go. So he has to separate you from those people. He has to keep you away from them so that you won't become distracted by the stuff that they're throwing at you. And believe you me, they will throw you some stuff. They will put the devil, the world, people will put in your path things that you don't even have never thought about. And then all of a sudden, here you are face to face with lust. Because people say that at a certain age, girls should be interested in boys. Why? I mean, that's the law of people, but you don't have to lust. You're supposed to be attracted to the opposite sex, yes, but when it becomes imbalanced, when it's an unnatural attraction, when it's motivated by things that it shouldn't be motivated by, then that's an issue. That's a distraction for the single person that's trying to live a godly life. A single person trying to live a godly life. So if you find yourself faced with things the world says you're supposed to be interested in and you're not, you're okay. Thank God that he's got the hedge of protection around you because that's what it is. He's trying to keep you separated and protected from distraction. It's just a distraction. So if nothing else from tonight's message, nothing, if you don't remember anything else, just remember you are a chosen person. You are a peculiar person. You are an holy, part of a holy nation. You are a royal priest, male or female, if you walk with Christ. So you're going to be rejected. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be have stones thrown at you. It's a given. Because if Christ came to earth and knew no sin, a perfect individual, and he was persecuted and whipped and mocked and thrown stones at, had to wear a crown of thorns, thorns, clothes ripped from his body and beat it on. Had to carry that old rugged cross, that big old heavy cross from the judgment hall all the way to Golgotha Hill. And he kept falling with it and had to be helped up with it. Had a little help from Simon Simeon. But that's a long way after you've been beaten. You've been beaten. Your back's been torn up with the cat of nine tails. I mean, your flesh is falling off of your body, and then they want you to drag across up a hill and then put you on it. If he can go through that, then what we see is persecution, people not accepting us, people talking about us, people accusing us of stuff we didn't do. Okay, that's really minute if you put yourself compared to what Jesus went through. That's really of minor value compared to what Jesus went through. So if you want to be a part of his group, a part of his following, you're going to be persecuted. So you need to know that who you are. We have to know who we are in Christ and whose we are. So when you become confident in who you are and whose you are, you can be peculiar without a problem. I finally learned that. It took me a little while. It took me a while to figure out what was wrong with me, quote unquote wrong, because what was wrong with me was right for God and wrong for the world. It was right for God, but it wasn't what the world was looking for or looking at. So that's why I put the quotations around wrong, what was wrong with me. Nothing was wrong with me. I had just been called and chosen for a certain position, a certain job, a certain role to play in this world. And in order for me to play that role, in order for me to fulfill the path that Christ had chosen for me, it meant I had to be different. And as I look back on my childhood and some of the things I thought were bad, that was just a way of separating me, keeping me from certain things. Even though I chose to get into some of those avenues, I chose to go there. It wasn't that they were in my way. I chose to go there. So I had to go through some suffering, some consequences, because I chose to go places I wasn't supposed to go. I chose to make decisions I was not supposed to make. I chose to do that. And in so doing, there's consequences to our actions. So just because I'm born again and now walking in the calling that he has placed on my life does not mean that I won't have to suffer the consequences of my actions. No, it just means you know who you are. You know why you're being persecuted. You know what the consequences are and why you have to go through them. So you take responsibility for your actions. When you can look at the man in the mirror and tell the man in the mirror, you're guilty, you did it. This is a consequence of what you did. It's all right. I'm good. You can live a peaceful life like that. That's peace. There is peace. There is a peace that surpasses all understanding, that when you walk with Christ, when Christ is the head of your life, that no man, unless they walk with Christ too that way, will understand. You just have a peace. No matter what comes or goes, you have a peace. Because you know who's in control. You know the battle's already been won. We just got to walk in our road and stay focused on the master, following his plan until he comes back for us. That's the greatest, greatest, greatest. The battle's already won. The devil's time is short, and he's trying to distract as many of us as he possibly can to keep us from going back when Jesus comes, because he's coming back. So if he can get these us seasoned saints, those of us that have always known that God was real, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for us, have always known that, have told other people about him, if he can get those people, those strong people, those people that have been walking with him for a while, if he can get us distracted and off balance, and out of alignment with Christ, then he on his job and he happy, because you won't be going back with Jesus when he comes. So it's that remnant that stays steady and stays focused, stays ready with their oil lamps trimmed, waiting on the bridegroom to come back. We have to stay focused. We have to get rid of the distractions, because anything that comes to throw you off, anything that comes to upset your apple cart, is a distraction. Look at it for what it's worth. If what is upsetting your apple cart right now, in 30 minutes, in an hour, in 2 days, if it won't make a difference in 2 days, don't get upset. Don't go down that road. Not necessary. That's a distraction. See things for what they are. Identify what is a battle that needs to be fought and what is not. Those are distractions. We need to identify the distractions and move forward. Because as children of God, we have a work to do. We have a duty to perform. And if you're not on your post, there are souls involved that don't hear what you have to say. Because each of us is assigned a certain number of people to spread the gospel to. You're planting seeds and you're watering other seeds. You're planting seeds and your seeds get watered by other people. Other people have planted seeds and you're going to go water that seed. Because we have to keep repeating and telling people the good news that there is a Savior. He can save you. He can change your life. And your life will be better because you'll have eternal life when he comes back, if you stay on the bidden path, on the path that leads to eternal life. A lot being said here. A lot of good information. You are called to be different. You're set apart for God's purpose. Set apart, peculiar. Remember 1 Peter 2:9, if nothing else, as well as these scriptures for 1 Peter 2, same one you, I missed it, I'm sorry, honey. So 1 Peter 9:2-9, remember that you are a royal priesthood, you are a chosen generation, a peculiar person, and it's all right. I hope you've enjoyed the study tonight. We would love to hear from you if you have comments, questions, or topics that you'd like for us to discuss. Please feel free to write to us if you want. Our address is Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, in care of Dudley or Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God loves you. We love you. Have a great weekend. Make God the center of your weekend, the center of your everyday. Begin and end your day with him and make him your purpose. Depend on him and not yourself. Please be sure to join us on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let your friends know. Let your neighbors know. Share the number. We love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.